Hello, and welcome everyone to the Macro Opportunities June monthly podcast. Employment data in June was weaker than expected, while inflation surprised to the upside. Reacting to the higher than expected realized inflation, FOMC officials brought forward their interest rate hike projections such that the median member now expects two hikes in 2023, having previously predicted the first hike would come only in 2024. This shift had the effect of lowering long-term inflation expectations, which had built steadily since the start of the year, as market participants anticipate a more reactive Fed. As a result, long-dated U.S. Treasuries rallied strongly and the yield curve flattened. Developed market government bonds were also supported as the Delta COVID-19 variant spread in a number of countries, delaying the lifting of some restrictions in the U.K., threatening reopening plans elsewhere, and tempering some of the optimism around the global economic recovery. The European Central Bank announced that purchases under its Pandemic Emergency Purchase Program would continue at a significantly higher pace, as had largely been expected by the market. In terms of changes over the month in the portfolio, headline duration increased a little less than a year, mostly in the 10-year and in the front part of the yield curve. A small profit was taken on the short German long U.S. 10-year position as the spread between the two countries continued to compress from 178 basis points to 168 basis points. Below investment-grade credit exposure in energy and industrials increased as the outlook for the U.S. economic reopening continues on pace. The long euro currency position was reduced slightly as it weakened over the month in spite of better economic data. Brazilian front-end swaps, where we're receiving, increased slightly, taking the total position to almost a half a year of duration after they hiked rates by 75 basis points. This reflects the view that current pricing is too pessimistic and is above what is needed to curb the recent inflation readings. In terms of performance for June, duration and yield curve positioning was the most significant contributor to performance, mainly as a result of long U.S. duration. High yield exposure, mainly energy, was also positive for returns. Investment grade credit, mainly energy and financials, contributed modestly as spreads tightened. Emerging market foreign exchange was also positive, mainly due to long Brazilian real exposure. And developed market currencies were actually negative on the month, mostly due to long euro currency, Australian and Canadian dollar exposure, as those currencies all weakened versus the U.S. dollar. EM debt was also a modest detractor, mainly due to rate exposures in Brazil. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset expects the second half of the year should see very strong growth in GDP as world economies reopen on continued progress with COVID and in declining death and infection rates. Western remains cautious about extrapolating short-term cyclical boosts into a presumption of a higher secular trend rate of growth or inflation. The secular challenge that have kept the U.S. and global growth to a moderate pace at best over the last several decades, the stagnation of Western society's middle-class wages, aging demographics, and rising global debt burdens still remain in place. Moreover, the small and medium-sized business destruction in many countries not seen since the Great Depression may take years to replace. Given this backdrop, Western Asset expects central banks to remain extraordinarily accommodative for the foreseeable future. So that concludes our podcast for June. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.